Christ's last prayer on the cross as he faced imminent death teaches us, no matter how hard the trial, difficult the problem, heavy the suffering, we never fall from the hands of God, said Pope Benedict the 16th Wednesday, as he dedicated a second general audience to the last words of the dying Jesus. But this week, he focused his school of prayer on the account as told by the evangelist Luke.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When they came to the place which is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. The word of the Lord.
St. Luke relates three last words of the crucified Lord. In his prayer, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing, Jesus intercedes for his executioners and shows the depths of his reconciling love for sinful humanity. In his words to the good thief, today you will be with me in paradise, he offers sure hope to all souls who repent and put their trust in him.
Speaking earlier in Italian, Pope Benedict said, this response gives the firm hope that the goodness of God can touch us even at the last moment of our lives, and that sincere prayer, even after a life of wrongdoing, meets the open arms of the good Father who awaits the return of his child.
His final cry, Father, into your hands, I commend my spirit, expresses Jesus' trust-filled surrender to God's will, born of that unique relationship to the Father which had shaped his own life of prayer. From the cross, Jesus teaches us to forgive and love our enemies, to pray for their conversion, and to commend ourselves into the Father's hands, trusting that he will continue to sustain us amidst the sufferings of this life until they embrace us in heaven.
Pope Benedict concluded, the words of Jesus on the cross in the last moments of his earthly life tell us we never fall from the hands of God, those hands that created us, support us, and accompany us on our life's journey, because they are guided by an infinite and faithful love. Following the audience, as is tradition, Pope Benedict XVI greeted pilgrims in various languages, including English-speaking pilgrims, to the Vatican this Wednesday.
I welcome the priest taking part in the Institute for Continuing Theological Education at the Pontifical North American College. My greeting also goes to the pilgrims from the Archdiocese of Toronto, as well as to the many diocesan, parish, and school groups present at today's audience, especially the students of Our Lady's High School in Motherwell, Scotland. Upon all English-speaking pilgrims and visitors, including those from England, Ireland, Norway, and the United States, I call in God's blessings. Thank you.
I'm Emma McCarthy.